did finish crossing the Florida Peninsula and emerged in the Atlantic Ocean, but forecasters predict it would return to hurricane strength and turn north towards South Carolina. Average long-term U.S. mortgage rates rose this week for the sixth straight week. The average rate of a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage jumped to 5.96% from 5.44% last week. Stocks sharply lower. The Dow is off 538 points. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older. Must be present to win.
Rich Thomas Weather.
With all the drama going on in Florida, our weather continues nice, and except for some breezy days, we should see little or no effect from Ian. Lots of sunshine today and tomorrow with a high temperature in the upper 70s both days. Quite breezy with winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour today and 20 miles per hour plus on Friday. That's why the wildfire threat continues to be pretty high. Clear, cool nights continue. Low temperature 57 tonight. Still expecting a dry forecast through Sunday. Mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s to near 80 on Saturday and Sunday, and no rain in sight. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Janae Wright. Montgomery police have announced two major drug busts. In one case, a Georgia man was caught with 9 pounds of methamphetamine, planning to be sold in Montgomery. Just a few days later, MPD's gang task force seized narcotics and cash in another bust, including 238 hydrocortisone pills, 207 Percocet pills, 209 oxycodone pills, 15 Vyvanse pills, and $40,000 cash. The Selma Police Department is gearing up to host a national night out event in the city later this evening, and officials are trying to get the word out so the community can come and participate. The event will be held at Block Park from 6 to 8 p.m. Selma police are investigating an alleged act of vandalism at historic Old Live Oak Cemetery. Chief Kenta Fulford says it was reported that someone threw black paint on a mausoleum of William Rufus Devon King. King is Alabama's only vice president of the United States and a founder of the city of Selma. Anyone with information, call Selma police at 874-2125. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Janae Wright.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Men, are you asking yourself questions like, why am I gaining fat? Why is my energy or sex drive down? And maybe you haven't been getting the exercise you need. If you want to get back to the man you used to be, but just don't have that youthful energy, that edge you once had, you very well might have low testosterone. Low T causes all kinds of issues, from a reduced libido, lower drive, and bad sleep patterns, to problems with muscle gain and bone density, and more. It may even contribute to erectile dysfunction. And if this sounds like you, it's probably time to get treated for your low T. At Montgomery Men's Health, we've treated many men for low T. We've seen them put on muscle, add to their energy, improve their sex lives, get better sleep, and just feel better. Plus, if you're like most men, you'll see results in only a few weeks. So make an appointment today and experience how low testosterone therapy can truly change your life. Your initial appointment is only $99 with results in minutes. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com. That's montgomerymenshealth.com.
Tonight on Fox, they're back. Welcome to Flatch.
That's exciting.
Call me Kat.
Shut up.
Plus,
minor celebrities for 200, Ken.
Jeopardy's Ken Jennings.
Can I switch to tequila?
And Welcome to Flatch welcomes Jamie Presley.
Hold on, Flatch.
An all-new hour of comedy, right after the premiere of Hell's Kitchen Battle of the Ages.
How can we be this bad?
Tonight on Fox.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. April Marie here. We're a little straight talk today.
Yeah.
We have been discussing Alabama prison system. If you're just now tuning in, the inmates are striking and they are refusing to work in the kitchens, the laundry, the operations, the grounds, all of those things. This is Alabama state inmates, not to be confused with federal inmates or any other type of inmate out there in county jails. Alabama State Department of Corrections inmates are striking. And what we are seeing from this, several things. One is the guards are now saying, well, we had to go to a holiday schedule of two cold meals a week because of lack of staffing. Our main concern has to be the safety of inmates, not the you know, comfort of them, I suppose, is the better way to put that. And so we're getting pictures out of the jails of some really horrific meals, if you can even call them that. And then we are also getting the newest is about 20 minutes ago, the Alabama Department of Corrections informed inmates and the public that because of said strike and everything related to that, they are not allowing visitors this weekend. And so making it a little tougher for them.
Yeah.
GW has some thoughts on this prison topic.
Hello?
Yes, GW, you're on the air.
Okay, well,
Stop hammering, please.
I really couldn't understand what Marie was saying. what's going on. I understood you were wondering how contraband got into the prison system.
Yeah, I had said there's a whole lot of contraband. So what we're seeing are inside images from the prisons, from multiple prisons around the state, images of meals, images of inmates hanging out, images of videos of inmates. And so it's remarkable to me.
Where are you getting the images from?
They're texting them to groups who are then posting them online.
But I mean, were the images taken by cell phone from inmates? Or
yeah, they're inmates with cell phones.
Well, you don't need to trust that. But as far as contraband goes, I worked in the DOC for 11 years. Before that, I was a police officer, and after that, I went into another area of the judicial system. But I worked at Draper most of the time. I worked on Staten for a little bit of time. But your contraband, I mean, now you're sitting, and it's a serious question. I mean, you really do have an idea, I hope, of where this most of your contraband comes from. But it can come from any source. It comes from employees. It's smuggled in by trustees. You only have a drop zone, and they'll be picked up. It'll come in on visitation day. They'll smuggle in body cavities, pass it off when they're having visitation. What type of contraband are you talking about?
Talking specifically about cell phones in this case, because there are very clearly a whole lot of cell phones.
You can have a drop phone, you have a drop area, you have a trustee, you can have a cell phone smuggled up your anus.
Okay. Well, that would be a I didn't need to think of that, GW.
You might could. I don't know.
GW, we're not even going to discuss how many cell phones people are finding up other people's bottoms.
Well, let me. That's a serious one. Look, when I was there, we had a shake. You know what a shakedown is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, we found a 44 Magnum.
No way.
Oh. Oh.
I mean, that was the inmate. You know, you got to understand the layout of the prison. Now, Draper's a medium security prison system. But they have minimum custody all the way to medium custody. When I worked there, and it's probably still the same. They had 1,100 inmates, and now I know they're overcrowded more than that. And you say they're understaffed. I was a supervisor for several years, and a lot of times it was just myself and two other officers on the inside. You always man the towers. But, you know, the 44 Magnum was out in the area where inmates would check out the back gate. There would be considered less security risk. They still might be medium security, but it was dropped. CEO might be dropped at night, and they're aware of where it's going to be put at, and that person was going to kill the back gate officer and escape. But in a 22 found, you got homemade knives, you got the drug of choice when I was there was Tylenol. That's a synthetic morphine, and Valium. Tylenol was $10 a pill. Valium was $5 a pill. I don't know what it is now. You cook it up and you shoot it up with a syringe. But there's nothing to find drugs, knives. You know, they make the knives.
Right. Do they call that shank?
Yeah, shank.
Shanks. Hey, look, Mama watches.
I think you make a shiv and you get shanked, actually, but who knows, man?
Well,
you shank somebody with a shiv?
That's it.
I've seen plenty of people stabbed, hit with head with a hammer. You know, they all hated me and I hated them. So we all had a good understanding.
You know? I have no words for this information you're giving me, GW. And by the way, I'm looking at the last month's Department of Corrections monthly statistical report. This is for the last one that was published was from July. And they've got the prison facilities by occupancy rate. Mm-hmm. And it is easier to count the ones who are under occupancy than over occupancy. There is only 1, 2, 3, 4. There's only like a total of, I kid you not, 6, 7, 8 facilities in the state who are not over occupancy. The rest are over occupancy. Some of them.
Yeah, now those are going to be work release centers probably that are under occupancy, but your prisons actually, what you would consider prisons are probably always overpopulated. And I don't know how long the Alabama prison system has been under federal court order for contempt, but there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. They're going to build that super maximum prison north of Draper in the farm fields. I carried a farm squad for a year. But, you know, once you got the room to put inmates, once you got the room to put individuals in cells that are incarcerated, that are sentenced to a time served by the courts are going to put them in the jails. Or they're going to put them in the cells once they're overcrowded, then they let them go early. That's just, there's been a lot of studies on that. If you don't have room to incarcerate them, they'll give them parole, they'll put them on probation. Once you got plenty of room, they'll start locking them up again. But you got to make a choice. Do you want to pay for it? Now, as far as contraband, I mean, that comes from employees. You can think of, the lawyer can bring it in, the employees are bringing it in. I was involved in busting an employee for helping an inmate have a visitation that he shouldn't have for money. There was an officer, two officers that we busted for bringing drugs in that you would never think they would do that. Well, that's just the way life is.
It is a lot, GW. Well, thank you for calling in, especially with your expertise. We're going to continue this topic as the strike continues. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. We are discussing Alabama prison system. When we come back, we'll get into a little few national headlines. There's also a few other state stories we're going to talk about today. Stay tuned. Back in a minute.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228.
Pinned to my wall, an image of you and of me.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Employee onboarding?
Automated.
Customer support?
Automated.
What if you could automate all your company's routine operation tasks and do it easily?
Lead management?
Automated.
With Zapier, you can. Zapier is the leader in no-code automation. Connect over 5,000 apps, automate almost any workflow, and streamline your team's performance without hiring a developer and with no coding required. That's right. Zapier's templates make it simple for you to automate anything in minutes, no matter your level of expertise. Zapier eliminates routine tasks and frees your employees to focus on the bigger picture. And with Zapier's advanced security features and annual SOC 2 audits, your data is safe and secure. See why thousands of companies, including Slack, Salesforce, and HubSpot, trust Zapier to automate their businesses.
Even complex tasks?
Automated with Zapier.
Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/radio. That's zapier.com/radio. Zapier.com/radio.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
That's teamwork right there.
I felt it coming.
Yeah, I saw that one coming. Busy day on the phone lines today, April Marie.
Well, this corrections situation's pretty bad.
The things I'm hearing from insiders.
I want to say, so there was AL.com did a story on this, and they quoted heavily from apparently there are correct inmates who are on TikTok. So I'm seeing photographs. I like how I said that. Like I was new to the concept. Photographs. I'm seeing photographs of the food, but apparently TikTok has on it actual videos from other inmates. The Alabama Department of Corrections said that the cutback on food was not retaliatory. It was logistical. They also said that the strike was occurring at most of the state's prisons. All facilities continue to remain operational. And that once the work stoppage ends, so basically once the strikes end, facilities will once again be able to provide regular meal service. We'll keep an eye on that. I was looking at the monthly discipline this monthly report put out by Department of Corrections. There were a total of 1,038 disciplinary infractions that were written up last month, bringing this year's total to 11 1,450. And that's quite a lot. This year's year-to-date deaths has been 30 with for the last month and 179 total. That is a lot of in-prison deaths happening over there.
The things I'm hearing. Something's got to be done in the prison system. There's just, it's getting out of hand completely. It's been out of hand.
It's gotten out of hand. Yes. Well, we'll continue to cover this.
And a lot of people know about it, April Marie, because they're calling me up and telling me. They just don't want to speak on the air for fear of being recognized, I suppose.
A lot of people know about what's going on within the prison system.
Yes.
Should we be worried that we have so many people with insiders in prisons in the Alabama prison systems listening to our program? Just throwing that out there.
Well, certainly. That's where I've been most of the afternoon, is on the phone.
I thought you were saying you've been in prison
No. I've been on the phone with people with inside information about the prison system.
I'm just saying.
This afternoon. Lots of people want to talk, but they don't want to talk on the record.
We need to, you know what we have to do? We have to get that voice distorter. Hey. Remember those old ones from the TV shows where they would like have somebody on, you know, Inside Edition or Dateline or 60 Minutes, and they would fuzzy out their body and you couldn't tell if it was a male or female?
Perfect.
I think they're called processors, right? Voice processors?
Yes. And they're much better these days.
They what?
They're much better these days.
Oh, they're even better? Oh, I don't know. The old school ones were not bad. They were somewhat entertaining.
Yeah.
All right. Before we get back to the phone lines, I want to remind you guys about our good friends over at Dillon Rings. Josh and Leslie over there at 119 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway. Whether you're looking for a birthday gift, an anniversary gift, my favorite, which is the just because gift. I stumbled over that because a listener sent me a message about prisons. We do have a lot of people with prison experience listening to this program. So whether you're looking for any of those gifts, maybe you're looking to sell your jewelry. Maybe you got things in your drawer that have not been worn in quite a while. Go take them over there to Josh and Leslie over at Dillon Rings and let them take those great things off your hands. Maybe they can help you repurpose them. We saw last month where they repurposed some silverware, some spoons into a bracelet. And pretty creative and absolutely gorgeous. So many different options. My favorite things, I don't want to get into my favorite things, but among my favorite things that I've gotten from Dillon Rings are the lockets. And what is so special about the lockets over at Dillon Rings? Well, you give them the photograph and they get it sized and shaped just right for your locket. So my daughter and I have beautiful matching lockets that have family and friend photos in them. And it's really nice to see my daughter wake up in the morning when she's choosing her accessories to choose the locket from Dillon Rings. So check them out. Tell them April Marie sent you. They are great friends, great local-owned business with a wide assortment of products there.
Good people.
Great people. Yes, they really are. All right. I have sent you some clips. And goodness, where do we start? Let's start with, we already played the flute. Mm-hmm. So a lot of talk last night about Lizzo's flute performance. And it's interesting, the partisan divide of people who say that you are a racist or a classist or a what-ist if you did not like the way that Lizzo, who is a rapper musician, performed with the glass flute. And my position is this, is if you are a child going into the Library of Congress, before you get there, the high likelihood is that some school administrators and some parents have said to you that there is a certain decorum to be expected of your behavior at a place like the Library of Congress. You're not going to shout, you're not going to curse, you're not going to dance, you're not going to do anything wild because it's just inappropriate in that setting. And the same can be said of a lot of different settings. And so I don't think it's wrong for individuals to say that this woman had an opportunity to act in a classier, for lack of a better word, fashion while in that setting than to twerk and curse and make a fool out of herself. On the other hand, and she even at her concert, she twerked and cursed while holding this flute. The fact that they released those images before they released the images or the audio and images of her just playing the instrument beautifully, I think that says a lot to the right being trolled. They knew that people would not like this, and then they wanted, were looking for an opportunity to say, gotcha. You hate her because she's morbidly obese. You hate her because she's African-American. You hate her because she sings rap music. I don't hate anyone. We've had this conversation. I just don't think it's appropriate. And had my child, anybody's child, gone and twerked in the Library of Congress, I'd have been like inappropriate and wrong. That's not a race issue. It's just a behavioral issue, and it's not racist to expect one to read the room. Throwing that out there. So we listened to our flute before we went to break. She's really good, isn't she?
Oh yeah, that was very nice performance.
Speaking of all of us being racist, I have a clip here about and of course this is in a college atmosphere in which someone is lecturing students about the greatness or a lack thereof of our nation.
And last year, we celebrated 400 years since we acknowledged the 400-year anniversary of the unwilling, unlawful arrival of enslaved Africans in Jamestown, Virginia. And we know that in that 400 years, we're still waiting for our moment for America to be great. You know, we still don't comprehend that kind of campaign slogan because it's meaningless to us as a community. It's meaningless to us as a race.
Okay, there are no black people in America who think that America is or ever has been great. Did you know that?
I've heard such tales.
Did you know that this man... No, it's ridiculous. Do you know this man speaking out on behalf... You can actually look at the faces of people in the audience, by the way, going, wait, what? As a race, black people are supposed to believe... And what frustrates me about this is this man is entitled to believe and say what he wants.
He doesn't speak for everyone, though.
Young children around the nation are being taught this at a young, in their schools, at a young age by their families. America is not a great country.
Never has been. It's indoctrination.
You are poisoning the mind. And then you get these individuals who look at you, look at me, and say, well, that's a privileged person. They can't understand me, and they obviously think less of me.
Yeah, once you take on the role of victim, you really limit your options.
I just don't understand why this would be normalized. Why are we normalizing individuals telling college students, telling children that our nation has never been great for black people? Our nation is amazing. Tell me it's never been great for Barack Obama. Tell me it's never been great for Mayor Stephen Reed. Tell me it's never been great for
Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you don't even have to be a rock star multimillionaire in this nation to have a nation, to understand that it's a great nation. My children go to school with other children whose parents are anything you can imagine, because we live in a country where you can be anything you can imagine. And I hate this this direction of conversation where we are first and foremost trying to divide people by the color of their skin or by their ideology and using race as a way to do that.
Certainly, nowadays, any person of any color can rise to the top in America if they're willing to put in the work and have, well, of course, subject to your talents and abilities, of course, but there's no glass ceiling on any race or color or creed anymore.
No, there
absolutely not.
And I just can't help but think that, you know, I look at my children, and I know I talk about my children a lot. I look at my children, and never in my life would have occurred to me to tell them there are people out there cheering for your failure. There are people out there who are going to block you and get in your way. I tell my children to be resistant, resilient, and strong, and work hard, and try their best, and all of the things that any parent would do, regardless of race. It makes me angry to hear this. It makes me angry to see this. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will get into other topics. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
Hello, this is Coach Tommy Tuberville, and you're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Men, are you asking yourself questions like, why am I gaining fat? Why is my energy or sex drive down? And maybe you haven't been getting the exercise you need. If you want to get back to the man you used to be, but just don't have that youthful energy, that edge you once had, you very well might have low testosterone. Low T causes all kinds of issues, from a reduced libido, lower drive, and bad sleep patterns, to problems with muscle gain and bone density, and more. It may even contribute to erectile dysfunction. And if this sounds like you, it's probably time to get treated for your low T. At Montgomery Men's Health, we've treated many men for low T. We've seen them put on muscle, add to their energy, improve their sex lives, get better sleep, and just feel better. Plus, if you're like most men, you'll see results in only a few weeks. So make an appointment today and experience how low testosterone therapy can truly change your life. Your initial appointment is only $99 with results in minutes. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMensHealth.com. That's MontgomeryMensHealth.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
With all the drama going on in Florida, our weather continues nice, and except for some breezy days, we should see little or no effect from Ian. Lots of sunshine today and tomorrow with a high temperature in the upper 70s both days. Quite breezy with winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour today and 20 miles per hour plus on Friday. That's why the wildfire threat continues to be pretty high. Clear, cool nights continue. Low temperature 57 tonight. Still expecting a dry forecast through Sunday. Mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s to near 80 on Saturday and Sunday, and no rain in sight. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can make your dream of owning a home a reality. ASE is owned by its members, so their rates are better than the big financial institutions. Visit your local branch or apply online today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When the lights go down.
in Alabama prison systems today?
Man, the things I am hearing, April Marie, but unfortunately, 7 out of 8 just don't want to come on the air.
Can we talk about people who don't even belong in prison?
That's exactly what that's the phone conversation I was just having.
The woman this is a different. Okay. I was going somewhere very, very different with this. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This guy just deserves to be taken out to a shed somewhere. Alabama elementary school custodian charged with 41 counts of child porn possession. Matthew Adams Hammock, 33, is charged with 41 counts of possession of child pornography. It turns out he works at an elementary school.
A present and dangerous.
At this time, there's no evidence any students were depicted in the photos. No devices have been found in school bathrooms. He's currently being held in Lee County Jail on $410,000 bond. And I just want to say,
he was caught with possession of...
what a sick... it says that the investigation began Tuesday of this week when sheriff's investigators and State Bureau of Investigation agents joined forces to carry out multiple search warrants in Lee County regarding cyber tips related to the exploitation of children. Hammock was part of the investigation. They showed the law enforcement went to his home and found multiple devices that contained images of children under the age of 12. Nude.
Yeah, he's in possession of child pornography.
It is just sickening. It is sickening.
Don't get it. Don't understand it. Glad I don't. He has no business working at a preschool?
Elementary school.
Elementary school. Perfect. Elementary school. That's just... Nope. My goodness.
Yep.
Fortunately, it seems like none of the children there at his employment have been harmed or spied on, it appears.
This is... there were no active...
Okay. So we don't know, really. But so, appears not.
So...
Man, what a world.
Oh, my... goodness.
A lot of sad stories going on today.
In Alabama. There is.
What a sick world we live in.
I will give you some good news, though.
Please.
Are you ready for a little levity?
I am. Yes.
Well, it's a mixed bag, quite honestly.
For those
who don't know, I'm adamantly opposed to the Alabama Beverage Control Board, which sells liquor. The state is responsible for selling liquor.
And I am strongly in agreement.
And but for those of you, for again, you got to play with the rules as they are in place right now. The state is getting ready for their limited release event that they have each year. Now, I have done this before, by the way.
Limited release.
Yes. And so there is one entry allowed per person. And basically, in an effort to distribute these high demand products, you can join the sweepstakes. And then they give you a place in line. So I one year, as a gift to friends, I had people over the age of 21 who stood in line and purchased bottles of Pappy, and then in turn I purchased them from them later. If that is in fact against the law, we didn't hear that.
I take it this is some type of collector's item, alcoholic. Not familiar with the product.
Really?
No, I don't know anything about drugs and alcohol, April Marie.
Once inside the venue, each participant will be able to choose items as detailed. You can get one item from table one, which is the most highly sought after products.
Oh, okay.
From table two, you can get two items.
They're running a raffle at the state store. I love it.
It is a thing. So I say this to say today, you can sign up to get, you sign up for the store you want to be included in the raffle for, and
this is good government, right here.
You will receive an email. I'm just telling you. There's 100 positions for each store.
Second place, you get a carton of cigarettes.
Stores. store 175 at 2786 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery is the Montgomery store.
I love Alabama.
Auburn, there's also store number 4 at 1199 South Donahue. So you can get on the list to Should you win a place in line at the event and your name and ID does not match the entry exactly, you will forfeit your place in line. There are no exceptions.
And, well, there should not be. Hey, if I win, I want to get some of that good old Russian vodka that my mom took off the shelf to show those Cossacks that we mean business about this Ukraine situation. We're going to shut them down, Mama. Yeah, it's just absurd.
It is
Come
absurd.
Yeah, by the way, though, as far as collectible liquors, when I was 21, I received the 21-year-old bottle of Chivas Royal Salute in this ceramic decanter. And I want you to know, I still have it.
Wow.
It's one of the few things that have survived when I was 21. Amazingly, it is still around.
Let's see. They've got some old Rip Van Winkle. They've got some Pappy, which is all the rage. There's all sorts of collectible, you know, these are basically bourbons and whiskeys.
Try them all.
And yeah.
Win so valuable prizes.
All of that there. So if you are a someone who likes those things, that is, or
collects
them. There you have it.
See, my bottle of my decanter of Royal Salute from Chivas, I got on my 21st birthday. It's 21 years old. It will always be the same age as I am.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
And it's just a beautiful bottle. Look it up. Ceramic blue. It's very well done. Very tasteful, I would say.
Somebody, by the way, posted that they got a golden ticket.
I've got a golden ticket.
That was last year. They
get to go to the Willy Wonka distillery?
No, well, here's the thing is you still got to purchase the alcohol once you get in the store.
Get it? Say golden ticket, Willy Wonka?
Yes.
Oompa loompa doopity doo.
Is this what's happening in life right now?
There's a lot of room to run with this state store raffle. Don't you think?
I'm shaking my head. All right.
Tequila days at state store number 42. Come in wearing a sombrero and win.
Yeah. What is happening at the Newstalk Studios?
I like it. You know, if they don't do away with the Alabama antiquated system of state stores, I think I might like to run one day.
All right. Well, make friends.
If they're going to let you do raffles. Man, I tell you, this could be a lot of fun.
I'm looking at a picture of a man with makeup on. The Army's first trans officer has been charged with trying to give or sell information to the Russians. We're going to have more on that story after this commercial break. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Murray.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228.
not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program. Yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA home loan program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Grand jury has returned an indictment charging Anna Gabrielian and her husband, Jamie Lee Henry, both one of them is in fact not a she. One of them is a very much a he. I'm looking at the photos of him. He is a male who has very clearly gone through male puberty. But what frightens me about this photo, now that I look a little bit more closely at it, is I know exactly where he got his earrings to.
Stylin' April Marie, page 6.
They're Bobble Bar. I'm looking at their Bobble Bar earrings. Don't go buy that cheap stuff. Go get yourself some Simone Dillon rings. All right. Anyway, this person was arrested for trying to sell the health information of soldiers and their spouses. According to the indictment, Gabrielian is an anesthesiologist who worked at the Medical Institution 1 in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm looking at this. Henry, a major in the Army who had a secret level clearance, is the husband and a doctor. This is a lot. Because they're trying to speak in woke terms, it's really hard to follow because they're trying to say they're both she's, but one's a he, and it's very confusing. But at any rate, this couple worked together to conspire to cause harm to the United States by providing confidential health information of Americans associated with the U.S. government and military to Russia. Specifically, the indictments allege that beginning August 17th, 2022, the husband and wife, which are, I guess, a wife and wife, conspired to provide material related to the medical institution and at Fort Bragg to a individual they believed worked for the Russian government. What? What is wrong with these people? They wanted to help the Russians gain insights into the medical conditions of individuals associated with the military, including one military spouse. And so they were there. I mean, it says that they were in constant contact with what they thought to be a Russian asset, which was thankfully not.
It's a plant.
Selling
medical information.
Selling medical information.
That's just wrong on several counts, on several levels.
Yeah. What the heck is wrong with people? It is interesting because this person has been nationally lauded as being, you know, because they're trans.
Well, of course. Yeah.
I can't. I can't.
Turns out they're just like regular people. They can make some very big mistakes and do things wrong. So, busted. They had them pegged all along. Sent in a, you know, it's kind of entrapment, isn't it? Does entrapment exist anymore in this country? Is that still a thing?
Oh, I just was corrected, by the way. No, entrapment is a thing, but you know, it's so interesting because entrapment is very clearly still a thing. But if you catch somebody before they want to do something crazy like this, I don't know that it's entrapment.
But would they have done the crazy thing without you making it so convenient for them?
By the way, I was just thank you to the listener who pointed out that the opening for the drawing, the details are online for that liquor drawing, but the registration begins 8 a.m. on October 3rd and closes at 5 p.m. on October 24th.
Get those cards and letters coming.
Hey, you guys, if you get a ticket, you feel free to call me and I'll place, I will not place an order. I'm sure somewhere along the way that's illegal and I would not commit any crimes. But if you would like to buy me several bottles of things, I have a wish list and I can then reimburse you for your gas.
Or something.
Some lawyer told me how to do this legally.
Are they really golden tickets or did you just add that in for color?
No, that was a reporter got one last year and she wrote about it and she said, I got a golden ticket.
Wow. Outstanding.
Before they did the tickets, and the reason they started doing the tickets is because people would like camp out like you were getting some
Grateful Dead concert tickets or something. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I pre-planned this. The year we did, and now keep in mind, this is years ago. So long ago, I'm sure if there was a law that the statute has run, but when I did it, I sent a message. I found out about it. This is back when you stand in line and I sent a message doing an all call. I'll pay you for your time to go stand in line and then let me know if you're one of the first people.
That's a perfectly legit endeavor.
Business operation. Yeah,
although I must tell you, April, don't you imagine you would meet the nicest, most interesting people in line for the state store golden ticket raffle?
I think so.
I know. I used to meet the nicest people in concert ticket lines back in the Stone Age.
Well,
rode our dinosaurs up to the ticket office and stood in line.
Jeff used to, he went through a phase of really liking the rare stuff.
Oh, connoisseur. Yeah. Aficionado. Yes, only so the best. Yeah.
That was what prompted that, by the way. All right. Moving on. Papa B on the line. Hi, Papa B.
Hello. So, I don't know if y'all talked about it yet. Joy Behar. Talk about her comments on the hurricane?
No. I can make a guess, though.
Of course. I told you it wasn't going to take long. She's blaming global warming.
There it is. Climate change.
Look, it's global warming, and it's Ron DeSantis.
Right. It's Ron DeSantis because he's a rascally Republican and a conservative, and he's not on board with all of these lunatic ideas. So yeah, it's partly his fault.
Of course.
And not only that, the hurricane is teaching him a lesson.
first hurricane of the season, isn't it?
You know what? These people are sick. It is a illness and a sickness to hate your other humans this much.
Because of their political leanings. It is sick.
Right.
And by the way, this is the first hurricane of the season for Florida, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I believe so.
We were just looking this up this morning. In 2004, in September alone, four, Category 3 or better hurricanes hit Florida. Since in 1 month, 2004. So,
I mean, for them to make this argument is so stupid and so transparent. I don't know how anybody buys into it. So, but, you know what? There's two things. More things. and that is the idea that you rejoice, like you said, April Marie, at your fellow men getting just devastated because it so-called helps your political point of view.
No, because you hate, it doesn't really help them. It's a sickness. It shows you the deep bitterness of these people's hearts.
Yes,
it's truly it's sad.
The darkness.
It is so gross.
The darkness of their heart. The other thing is now, I don't know if you heard this years ago, but when we were getting a lot of hurricanes, it was a big hurricane season. I can't remember the year, but somebody made the. I commented on the idea that these hurricanes were following the path from Africa to the United States because of the slave trade.
And it's funny, a lot of the people that,
taking it out on us.
Yeah, a lot of people that will invoke that type of thing any other time, they don't want nothing to do with God. Until a storm comes to a political enemy or an axe they choose to grind, then it's an act of God. Come on.
Oh, yes. So the next thing I expect to hear full frontal is that it is the Republicans' fault. This is because of their racism. You guarantee, I promise you, we're going to hear it.
You will.
I don't know from what, but you will hear it.
He's right.
this season, this hurricane season. Anyway, thanks a lot, guys. Entertaining show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, Papa B. Always, always a good call.
That's what we're here for. We're here for entertainment.
That's what it says.
Absolutely.
We certainly were entertaining yesterday afternoon. I'll tell you that. My ears are still ringing, April Marie. We got to watch that climate that Papa B was getting around to there. It really hits a nerve. It really did. Hurt.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys.
No, don't.
Climate change is not real.
Don't do it. No.
Prophesy Mosley about it. Hey, guess what?
Please don't.
You can take your doomsday predictions and call Sky Mosley and talk to him about them. But do it during breaks, please, because for the love of all that's holy, I don't want to hear it.
It was a bad day.
Man, that'll teach you.
I offer people, whenever they call up and want to yell at me, I always offer them the opportunity to please come on the show, be on the air, and defend your position. Educate us. Straighten us out.
They don't want to do that.
No. Have the courage of your convictions, or don't call me. Please. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Done with
I'm
that. With you. call me up and yell at me.
We are going to hit a quick break. Before we do, tell our people, you guys are our people. Tell our people who your people are.
Hey, over peeps. At the Alabama Gazette.
Love that. Alabama Gazette. Yes, it's getting coming down to it. They're going to celebrate their big 23rd anniversary next month. Alabama Gazette serves the central Alabama area proper. It is a fine conservative alternative newspaper. Yes. Like we've needed for so long in this area. Real local news from real local people. Also has state and national stories, but primarily they focus on what happens here in the River Region area. They even do birthdays, human interest. They even have obituaries and everything. A lot of focus on military as well. And for a limited time, right now, to celebrate the 23rd anniversary, they're doing a Partner Club subscriber. You can get the Alabama Gazette delivered to your door for one full year for just $38. And really, that just covers the cost of